We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy, she's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores. The Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday, the 8th day of November of this year of 2024. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station and our studio at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, the South Point Studios. And, of course, the South Point Studios Network streaming at YouTube. And we welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of our listeners that are running around town this morning here locally in Las Vegas with our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, reminding you that they do have exclusive play-by-play broadcast of both the USC football teams and, of course, that plays on Saturday, college football. And, of course, the Rams NFL football team that plays in the NFL. play-by-play here in Las Vegas at Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, we welcome all of our listeners that are listening over the Internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. Put that dot in there. You got them all. And, of course, we want to remind you that the streaming at the Race Day Las Vegas websites also offers archived of the shows on our page as well. So you can listen to the archived shows or listen if you don't get up early in the morning as we do. You might want to check us out a little bit later on. We have the archives there, as well as they do on YouTube with the show here at YouTube. And, of course, we've got your devices covered, your iPhones and your Androids, and I guess the Google, now the Google is phones that are out there. And, of course, you go to your app store, and you can either get the KSHP app that you can hear us through the radio station signal, or certainly the YouTube app that you can put on your device and you can see and hear us as well. And of course those apps are available at your app store. And then of course we cover anywhere you get your podcasting, we're there as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday as we gear up for another weekend of racing, the weekend after the Breeders' Cup. Not as intense, not as energizing, not as anticipatory. But nevertheless, there's still great racing out there. And, you know, 5-2 pays the same, whether it's in the Breeders' Cup or in the third race at Aqueduct today. It doesn't matter. We're looking for winners, that's for sure. And we got a couple of winners yesterday from our man Rich Ang. Rich Ang gave us, of course, the football game, the Thursday night football game. He said over the 53 points. They flew over in that one. And the Ravens win that by 1 point, and they were laying 6 points in the game. And as you remember my conversation with Richie yesterday, I was just to kind of analyzing the fact that if you're expecting the game to go over, and which it did, then you're thinking that the underdog is going to have to produce some points to get that over with the favorite. If that is the case, if they're scoring those points, then the underdog seems to have their offense working. And so in that particular situation, if you got an over of a big number like 53 and you have participation with points from the underdog that whatever their game plan was working, then it would be almost logical to take the underdog and the 6 points along with it. And that is exactly what happened. The Ravens won by one because the Cincinnati Bengals gambled and went for a two-point conversion at the end of the game and missed it. So they lost the game by 1 point, but it did go over. So Richie got that home. And he also got the winner out at Remington Park last night home. That winner, T-Bone's Trick, which was 7-2 on the morning line, wound up being bet down as the favorite, paying $4.60, but a short price is better than a long face, that's for sure. So we thank Richie for that. And Rich will be along with us, along with John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz. Jonathan Hardoon will not be with us today. Everything is okay, but he has a pre-appointment that he has to keep. It's an important one. So Jonathan Hardoon won't be with us this morning. But he left us picks for you, so Jonathan will have picks, and Jonathan will return with no problem tomorrow. Weather here in Las Vegas. Well, the weather across the country is really getting kind of wintry, really. It's getting at that time of the year when we actually have winter weather. And so here in Las Vegas, we go from from summer to a nice little pocket of nice fall weather where it's perfect, and then we get into the cold weather, and that's what we're doing right now. Right now, outside here in Las Vegas, is 41 degrees. It got into the high 30s overnight. So it's 41 right now outside. We're going to get up to 65, and that's going to be the range throughout the rest of the weekend in case you're going to come on up here and enjoy all that we have to offer here in Las Vegas over the weekend. It will be down into the high 30s, low 40s overnight, and into the mid to high 60s in the afternoons. And that's about it, so make sure you take appropriate apparel for that. Always fast, firm, and perfect, however, in our race books. And that's where we'll be most of the time in the race and sports books here at the South Point. As far as the weather around the country, Well, you got a lot of activity going on over Colorado and the northeastern sector of New Mexico. Colorado is getting a lot of snow. We need it here in we need it in the southern sector of California, Arizona, and Nevada, but certainly here in Nevada, because that snowpack that melts goes into the Colorado River, and that makes its way here to our Lake Mead. So we're happy to see that snow there. As far as we're concerned, for the weather shortage, for the water shortage that we have here, but certainly, it's got some snow there in Colorado and northern New Mexico, and then before that, in front of that, as the front moves to the East Coast, you got a lot of rain and activity going on in Nebraska, Oklahoma, and parts of Texas. As far as the Midwest and those are the Plain States, of course, and as far as the Midwest and the East Coast, it looks clear. Going there as far as that is concerned. A little bit of action going on way up in the northeast through Maine and parts of Canada. As far as the weather conditions around the country, it should be good for the racing at the racetracks around the country. Right now it's 83 degrees. It's going to get to 83, I should say, in Miami today. That's going to be their high. New York City, they're still getting unusually warm weather at this time of the year. It's going to be 72 today again in New York. Chicago, 61. Phoenix, Arizona, 69 degrees. Again, here in Las Vegas, we'll top out at 65. Southern California, 76, where Del Mar is. And, of course, they're racing today at Del Mar, so that's good news there. And as far as the hot spot in the nation today, Brownsville, Texas, 90 degrees. It's going to be 90 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, 88 in Tampa. All right, so that's kind of the weather around the country, and it looks like great racing conditions as far as the racetracks that are on the menu today. Fairgrounds is going to open up its 153rd meeting coming up on 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today on the 22nd of November, the opening day of the 76-day run at the Fairgrounds. Always an interesting racetrack at this time of the year, the Fairgrounds is. And, of course, with bumping up not only the purse values in their race, their Kentucky Derby series of races down there, and of course being the points for the Kentucky Derby getting bigger in those particular races down there for the Kentucky Derby. Of course, the big one at the Fairgrounds is their Derby down there, the Fairgrounds Derby, but I should say Louisiana Derby of Fairgrounds. It's going to be a great meet down there. They say a lot of new faces will be down there as well. Remember, Churchill Downs owns the Fairgrounds. And they're kind of beefing up things going on down there. So you're going to have a lot of trainers like Brad Cox will have a stable down there, Kenny McPeak, et cetera. So it's going to be good racing down there. And it starts 2 weeks from today. There's 76 days of racing, the 153rd meeting at the Fairgrounds. Taking a look at that. Good news, they say that Sierra Leone, the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, will race next year. Always good news when you get horses that are coming back. Sierra Leone is going to race next year, and it's expected that Fierceness will also race next year. And the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, who hasn't been seen for the last for the second half of this year, he is also on tab and training and making his way back to the races. So it should be an interesting year next year. Not all of these horses are going to retire. A lot of them are going to stay on the racetrack. That's good news for the players and for the stars of our sport. So good news for Sierra Leone coming back. All right. Like I said, Jonathan Ardoon won't be with us today, but we will have Rich Eng, John Lendo, Jerry J, and Jonathan's picks for today. And I want to remind everybody, too, that on Monday, which is Veterans Day Monday. Usually racetracks will pick up that holiday Monday, but in any case, that holiday Monday is not going to be picked up by Del Mar or Aqueduct. Aqueduct won't be running on Veterans Day either. So it's kind of a holiday to remember our veterans for sure, but usually it's a day when racetracks will take the opportunity to run racing, but neither one of those tracks will be operating on Monday. Just a simple the usual Monday tracks are operating on this Monday, Veterans Day. All right, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to start with our racing menu and get started with looking at some of the results from yesterday and, of course, looking ahead to today. and see if we can find some winners from our handicappers. So remember to join us at YouTube. When you get to the site, make sure you subscribe. If you haven't already, subscribe. And then you can join the chatters who are chatting away on the race day signal at YouTube. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, as we were talking about this coming holiday, Monday, Veterans Day, there's the only tracks that will be running on Veterans Day are Finger Lakes, Horseshoe Indianapolis, Mahoning Valley, Parks Racing, and hopefully Turf Paradise. They say that Turf Paradise will be back in business on that day, so that might be nice for them to start on Veterans Day. And Zia Park will be back on the menu. But those are the only tracks, and most of them are usual Monday tracks that will be operating on Monday, Veterans Day. All right, let's see what happened on opening day at the Big A, so to speak. No more Belmont at Aqueduct, just regular old opening day at Aqueduct. And the first race of the new Aqueduct meet saw Linda Rice win with the I-Red Ortiz Jr. aboard the favorite there, paying $5.50. And then later on in the day, I-Red got his second win of the afternoon in the fifth race aboard Confabulation. That horse paid $7.90 for trainer Richard Dutrow. Early pick five paid a little bit under $1,000, $957.50 there. Biggest priced winner of the day came in the sixth race, Vegas Weekend, a horse called Vegas Weekend. So the folks here in Las Vegas playing in the book should have gotten that hunch bet anyhow. Vegas Weekend paid $27.20. For trainer Antonio Arriga and jockey Martinez. Yeah, seventh race winner there, Flavian Pratt and Chad Brown got together to win what perceived to be the feature race of the day, the seventh at Aqueduct. There were only races, eight races yesterday. And Rhiannon wins that race, paying $4.20. Now, the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct paid $14,419. The late pick five paid $1,505 there. Churchill Downs, Brad Cox had a couple of winners back-to-back. Joe Sharp checked in with the first race winner at $4.58. David Jacobson checked in the third race with a $9.34 winner. Mike Maker and Luis Saez got together in the fifth race for a $4.96 winner. And then the bomb hit. In the seventh race, El Dandy, with Geraldo Corrales aboard, won and paid $93.34 for trainer Israel Acevedo. That horse beat Jonathan Hardoon's pick, who just couldn't get by this horse from the inside at, I believe, a 3-to-1 price. He closed at 3-to-1, but Hardoon's horse, Austin Cruz, finished second with Asmussen, who's still 0 for Churchill, Keith Asmussen there. Asmussen's son, and so he continues to look for his first winner, Churchill. But El Dandini stopped Jonathan's horse, finishing second, big $93.34 winner there. And then, of course, Brad Cox kicked off, ended up the day with back-to-back winners. He won the eighth race with Florent Guru, with Street Treasure at $9.14, and the last race with a two-year-old maiden that looked pretty good, Admiral Dennis, with Luis Saez getting Saez's second win of the day and Brad Cox's second win of the day, paying $3.22. Even with some of those favorites mixed in, that $93 horse made it happen as far as the pick six. That pick six came back and paid $15,664.89. And as I say, Rajang gave us the winner at Remington Park. T-Bone Strick paying $4.60. Now it's time to get to the racing menu for today. As we remind you that the first post times on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas playing the races in our race book at the South Point, these will be the first post times that roll out in the race books. And it'll be the first post times in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening in all the other time zones out there that we reach, well, adjust the Pacific time zone to wherever time zone you're in so you get the first post times right. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, we begin with Aqueduct Racetrack. Aqueduct, the big A, second day for their winter meet. Nine races today. A couple of nice stakes races. They'll be the last two races on the card. The eighth race will be the $175,000 Grade 3 Pebbles Stakes for three-year-old fillies at a mile on the inner turf course. Field of 10 before any scratches there. Of course, the main track only will be scratched in that race. And the 2-1 favorite there is oversubscribed with the Flavrian Pratt aboard. The ninth race, the final race of the day, will be the $150,000 Autumn Day Stakes on the outer turf course for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. A field of 13 before any scratches in that one. And Don't Look Back at All is the 2-1 favorite with Irette Ortiz Jr. aboard. First post time at the Big A today is set at 9:10. 9:10 first post at the Big A today for their nine race card. A couple of nice stakes races there. All right, coming up next is Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, $47,996. Nine races. They have nine races there and a first post time of 9:20. Laurel Park has nine races today. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $2,664, and a first post time at Laurel Park for their nine races at 9:25. 9:25 first post at Laurel Park. Churchill Downs is next. Churchill Downs has a first post time of 10 a.m. today. Churchill Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover, $3,481. Their pick six jackpot carryover, Churchill Downs, $3,481. They've got nine races today at Churchill. First post time is at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Churchill Downs. Woodbine, north of the border, has a nice pick six jackpot carryover there. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $11,457. And a first post time for eight races at Woodbine at 10:10. 10:10 first post at Woodbine today. And then next comes Del Mar. Del Mar has eight races today. Their first post time is 12:30. 12:30 at Del Mar. They've got that 3x3 Beck, you know, the three trifectas in a row deal. A small carryover there of $284. I guess that bet isn't really taking off. But in any case, Del Mar has eight races today. Their first post time at Del Mar is at 12:30. 12:30 at Del Mar today. Pleasanton Racetrack. Pleasanton Races continues. They have a super high five carryover, just a regular one, super high five carryover, $12,572. And the carryover in the super high five today at Pleasanton. They have seven races and the first post time of 12:45. Then we get to Delta Downs. Delta Downs has nine races and four stakes races at $100,000 a pop tonight. The $100,000 My Trusty Cat for two-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs will be the fifth race on the card, where a field of seven have been entered. The 2-1 favorite there is Tapature's Actor. And then the sixth race is the $100,000 Jean Lafitte at 6.5 furlongs for two-year-olds. Eight in there before any scratches. Bergham is the 2-1 favorite in that one. The $100,000 Treasure Chest for three-year-old fillies and up at a mile, fillies and mares, I should say, at a mile. That's the seventh race on the card. Eight are entered there. Big favorite at 4-5 on the morning line is Free Like a Girl. And then the $100,000 Delta Mile at a mile for three-year-olds and up is the eighth race on the card. 11 have been entered there before any scratches, and the 2-1 favorite there is Touch Upon a Star. Nine races today at Delta and four stakes races on the card. First post time is 2:50 at Delta Downs. And then comes Penn National. Penn National has a super high five jackpot carryover, $5,294. And they've got seven races. First post time, 3:15. Then we go to Charlestown. Charlestown's pick six jackpot carryover, $8,982. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. And then we'll wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has three stakes races tonight, $50,000 stakes races. The Slideshow will be the third race for two-year-old fillies at a mile. The Silver Goblin will be the seventh race for three-year-olds and up at 6.5 furlongs. And the Don C. McNeil will be the eighth race for two-year-olds at a mile. Nine races today at Remington Park, and a first post time at Remington is at 4:30 today. And that is your racing menu. Now I'm going to sit here, and I think what I'm going to do is give you Jonathan Hardoon's picks right now so we don't forget them. And I'll get the sheets here for Jonathan's picks. I know he has one at Del Mar and one at Churchill and one at Aqueduct. Let's go to the big A first, okay? Aqueduct Racetrack. These are Jonathan Hardoon's picks. He cannot be with us this morning. He has an important appointment, but he'll be back tomorrow. At the big A, at Aqueduct, go to the seventh race on the card. In the seventh race today at Aqueduct, Jonathan Hardoon's play is number 4, Collected Special, with Mr. Oliver aboard. I should say Miss Oliver. The seventh race, number 4, Collected Special. The 4, Collected Special, in the seventh race is Jonathan's pick at Aqueduct. Then we'll go to Churchill Downs. Now go to Churchill Downs, seventh race as well. In the seventh race at Churchill Downs, Jonathan likes number 8, Amber Cascade, with Christian Torres aboard. Amber Cascade at 7-2 on the morning line. The 8 in the seventh race at Churchill Downs is Jonathan's pick there. And at Del Mar, Jonathan goes to the seventh race. In the seventh race, Jonathan likes number 1, California Tiger. Number 1, California Tiger at 7-2 on the morning line with Umberto Rispoli is the rider there. Seventh race, the 1 is Jonathan's pick at Del Mar. Remember, he has full sheets for both Aqueduct, Churchill, and Del Mar right now at his website, and he will be back with us tomorrow. We'll be right back, and then we'll go to Rich Eng, and standing by is also John Lindo with us, and of course, we've got Jerry Jackwitz. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, and we're going to go out now to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, you know, I guess our assessment of both the over in the game last night and the fact that if you're going to get an over, especially at a number of 53, you got to think that the underdog is going to be performing well and putting up points. And if they do, that means their game plan, whatever it may be, is working. And so you would think that it would be a close game. If you're going to get over, you need points on either side. And that's exactly what happened last night to get the over in the game.
Yeah, your analysis actually made perfect sense, Ralph, and I hope a lot of listeners paid attention to that. The Bengals and the over was the play. You don't see that many scores where the score ends up being like 51-10. You know,
you're right.
So so both teams contributed, and you know when you look at the quarterback play, remember Ralph, the first 1, 2, 3 weeks of the season, we were talking about how terrible the offenses were playing and the defenses seemed to be way ahead. Well, finally, you know, the cream's rising to the top. Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson are two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, and they played like it last night. And, you know, the problem moving forward for actually both of those teams, Ralph, is their defenses aren't very good.
No.
And so that's one reason why when they bump up against Kansas City, they have a problem, because Kansas City does have an excellent defense. Yeah. And, of course, they have Patrick Mahomes, so he always figures out a way to score more points than the other team. But, you know, for now, a big win for the Baltimore Ravens. And the Bengals, well, we say this every year, Ralph, they're going to have to play big down the stretch to make the playoffs.
It was interesting the gamble they took at the end to go for the 2 points and get the outright win there. I guess they were really they knew how their defense was, so they were afraid that the coin flip would go to Baltimore and Baltimore would march right down the field and win in overtime. But that was a heck of a gamble there.
I had no problem with it because if you remember how the second half went, if I'm not mistaken, the Baltimore Ravens scored on 4 straight possessions,
yep.
And the Bengals looked like they were not going to stop them. And so, you know, Zach Taylor made the decision, and I like I said, I didn't have any problem with it. Let's try to win it with our offense and Joe Burrow, because, you know, that's the better unit. That's the best player on the team. You got Ja'Marr Chase. You know, the only thing I didn't like was the way the play was kind of drawn up.
Yeah.
They were trying to run crossing routes on the goal line, and you could see Baltimore had lined up something like 6 men along the goal line, and they were bumping the receivers, and the play just didn't work. But I didn't have a problem with the decision.
And some of the officiating there, as was noted on the broadcast, some penalties were missed, for sure. So we will leave it at that. But over in Cincinnati got the money yesterday, and then your horse at Remington, about a half an hour before the game started, gave him a money to play the game, and that horse bet down, though, got a winner there at Remington. What are we doing today, Richie?
Let's go to Del Mar, race number 7. It's 6 furlongs, claiming 25,000. Horses that got claimed is the rail horse, number 1, California Tiger, George Papa Padromo, and he's had a good summer. He's claimed a lot of horses and turned them right around and gone right to the winner's circle. This horse should get a nice ground-saving inside-outside trip under Roberto Rispoli. Number 1, California Tiger, race 7.
Seventh race, you like the one-horse California Tiger, and so does Jonathan Ardoon. So we got the good housekeeping seal of handicapper's approval on the seventh race. 2 of our handicappers coming up with the same horse. Number 1, California Tiger, Umberto Rispoli aboard, 7-2 on the morning line, breaking from the rail in the 6 furlong seventh race today. Don't forget, Richie's got a full sheet for all of Del Mar right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And Richie, we'll get ready for the weekend, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, more football picks Saturday, Sunday, and more horse racing. So good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot for the double whammy yesterday.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a final break. When we come back, we're going to visit with John Lindo, getting an update on what's going on at Del Mar, et cetera. And then, of course, Jerry Jackowitz will be along with his picks at Aqueduct and Del Mar as well. So don't go away. We still got plenty left.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor.
You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the Showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy, as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy. She's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores. The Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
And back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday as we ramp it up for the weekend. And the weekend, of course, action always features Southern California. This time of the year, it's Del Mar. So let's go down to Southern California where our man John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man, and I know you are, too, in the early part of Del Mar. Of course, the first weekend is always the Breeders' Cup, etc., but the Leno Report is off to a hot start. 40 races have been conducted, so you had 40 top selections. 16 of those were winners, and you had a big Breeders' Cup weekend on the Leno Report. That's a 40% win base there, and, of course, the ROI is $1.60 per dollar, so... you did very well in the opening of Del Mar as we get in now to the meet for the rest of the fall.
Yeah, it was a good start, a very fair track. And for me, I love the way the track played. It made my job a little bit easier. Let's hope it stays that way the rest of the meet.
Yeah, it was a nice, fair racetrack, that's for sure. And, of course, we have some jocks that have performed with a lot of vigor, I would say, during Breeders' Cup competition, and some of them are going to be sitting ahead with little suspensions, right?
Yeah, a couple guys you won't see today. Armando Ayuso picked up a three-day suspension, so that starts today, so he won't ride this weekend, and it's a shame. There are a lot of live horses that he was a regular rider for that are running this weekend. He's going to miss some live mounts there. And Juan Hernandez, our regular leading rider, he got one of those. He's a whip suspensions, two strikes over the limit. It was his second offense, so he'll serve 2 days. He's off today and tomorrow. You'll see him back on Sunday.
And we all know Jonathan Ardoon was talking about the exorbitant penalty that Drayden Van Dyke got in the Breeders' Cup for his win on that big long shot. He got 3 days from Heise for using the whip, I think one or too many times, I guess, and a $15,000 fine. But we understand that the fine was because he had a couple of more violations right in front of that too, right?
Right. Heise will, you know, up the suspensions depending on how many times they've done it in a short period of time. Unfortunately, this was the third offense in the last 6 months for Drayden Van Dyke, which was why the suspension was 3 days, and why the fine was up to $15,000. But you watch that race, Ralph, and tell me there was anything abusive about that ride. You're riding for a championship. You're riding with a Nerf stick. And, you know, he wasn't abusive, but the rule is the rule. Somebody decided six was the magic number, so he was over the number, and he has to pay the fine. And, you know, it's just an absolute shame. It's not right.
And, you know, a couple of things come into mind about that, too. If you looked at that race and watched that race, it is, and Jonathan Ardoon pointed this out yesterday when he was on his soapbox about this, but, you know, with him not continuing with the overage of the strikes with the whip, he may not have won the race.
Well, not only that, to the general public, Ralph, if you're coming from behind and you're 2.5 lengths back at the eighth pole, and you put the stick away, what does the public think you're doing? Do they think you're just stiffing this horse, or you know, you're not giving your best effort. Is he going to get fined for not trying if he does that? He's trying to win the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. Let him ride to the wire. And again, it's not like he's banging this horse over the head or something else like that. It just, you know, just taps on the hip. Hey, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's get there. And so, you know, it comes down to common sense. And again, if you watch this race from a common sense standpoint, there's no way there was an infraction there.
And, you know, another thing about that is that if you don't, when you turn for home, the way you ask horses to perform and get going is to startle them with the whip. You strike them with the whip. It's not harmful to the fact that it's going to hurt them in a painful way. It just startles them, most of all. And if you don't get them started, I mean, what's the horse going to think? He's going to think like the public does. Well, I guess this is where I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know, Ralph, every horse is different. Sometimes when you ask a horse, they jump right in the bit and go. Other ones take a few strides to get going. Other ones you got to tell, hey, it's time to go. Let's stop dilly-dallying around. Let's get your mind on running. They're all different. You have to figure out what makes them work. And you're just trying to get the best out of the horse. You're not trying to abuse them. If it's not there, it's not there. But my job is to get the best out of that horse all the way around the racetrack.
And, you know, the two things I think, and, you know, Heise is right now going through that period where they're trying to fine-tune the regulations to have a little breathing room for, more exact punishments and not just a blanket punishment, like you said, six strikes. It depends on the size of the horse, et cetera, too. You could strike a horse, a bigger framed horse, maybe a few more times than you can a more slightly framed horse. I mean, for example, if a guy was to hit me with a punch, one punch would take care of it. You hit a guy that's 300 pounds, one punch ain't going to take care of it. You need a couple. So, you know, you got things like that, the physicality. And then most of all, I think that when you are about ready or you think you're going to find a guy for doing it, you should examine the horse after the race. And if the horse has anything that looks like, punishment that isn't right, then you find them. Otherwise, I don't see why you should. I really don't.
Well, that's the thing. You can watch the race route afterwards. Hey, look at this. This wasn't right. This guy was really, you know, this horse was done and he's after him.
Yeah.
You can find them then. You can use your best judgment. Get somebody there that knows what they're looking at.
Yep.
And to have one hard, fast rule. This game is not an always or never type of game.
Yeah.
There are different, conditions that you have to think about a little bit. So, I don't like it. I mean, look where we're at now with this provisional suspension situation being waived. You know, I see that our guy, Phil D'Amato, came up with a positive this week, but he's not going to be provisionally suspended.
Yeah.
How about all those other guys in the last year that have had to spend legal fees and have to disband their barns and all this stuff, especially when it's hard to find good help now on the backside, have been negatively impacted. And we're right back kind of where we started before Heise came in, where now if you get a positive, now you're going to have the hearing, you're going to discuss it, and then they're going to adjudicate a penalty. Well, that's where we were before. How many millions of dollars do we waste to get back to where we started?
Just remember one thing. It's a government agency. So when you talk about wasting money, they got the corner on that for sure. But, you know, like just examine the horse. And if you think he was treated inhumanely, then that's the time to the fine, but not before that. And I think that one of the people on the committee that judges this should be a jockey, a retired jockey.
Absolutely.
A retired jockey. Yeah.
Somebody who's been there and done that and can at least explain to the others, well, this is what he was trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no question about that. But I'm sure Drayden will be happy to pay the $15,000, even if it has to come out of his pocket, for winning a race that was a million-dollar event. That's for sure. Hey, what about early days? The Lindo Report did fine in the early days of Del Mar. What about the jocks and trainers?
As far as the jockeys go, with the Breeders' Cup, we had a lot of different winners. But as far as the jockeys, Antonio Frisou won four races opening week. He's the leading jockey. Flavien Prat and Frankie Dettori were second with three. So that's all going to change as we go along here. But that's the leading jockey. As far as the trainers go, Doug O'Neill, Mark Glatt, they each won three races opening week. There were a number of other guys that had two, including Bob Baffert, Phil D'Amato, Peter Miller, George Papapodromou. And Rolando Quiñones should get a mention here. He only had two starters. He won with both of them, both at prices.
Yeah.
He was the horse player's friend opening week.
Yeah, he his percentage is 100 right now. That's for sure. But and you're right, with Flavian Pratt and Frankie Dettori not basing out of Southern California, Del Mar right now, that will change as far as the jockeys. But don't forget, we have a couple of big weekends yet to go at Del Mar with the Hollywood Turf Festival and a few other big races yet before they put a capper on this fall meeting at Del Mar.
Absolutely. That comes down the Thanksgiving weekend. Obviously, we talked about no racing on Thanksgiving Day, but there are a lot of great races that weekend, mostly on the grass, and we should get some more East Coast horses coming back out for that.
And what about the favorites there at the track?
Favorites the first week won at 38%, which, given the Breeders' Cup being there, that's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, no kidding. They were strategically placed. That is absolutely for sure. All right. Well, we do have Racing Virginia after the Breeders' Cup. It was kind of a day of racing on Sunday after the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. That was a day that, regular horse players, they go out to the track when it's raining and pouring on a Wednesday, et cetera. The real hardcore type of players that really like this game want to play it. That was that type of day. It was like a kickback type of day at Del Mar, but you could still make money there. The odds and the payoffs stay the same. 5-2 will pay, $7 on Breeders' Cup Day or on day after. It doesn't matter. And so now we're going to go into the kind of the nitty-gritty of the Del Mar season with today's first post time of 12:30. We've got an eight race card today, but it looks pretty competitive.
Yeah, it's not bad. The back half of the card is better than the first half. It's a little light early on, and we're going to see that a little bit during this meet. As long as we have the turf course here, that's going to be attractive to the horsemen and stuff. So, well, obviously, David Jerkins, the racing secretary, is doing the best he can with what he has to work with.
Sure, absolutely. No doubt about that. We want to remind everybody that John Lendo's Lendo Report is available each and every Southern California racing day and selected days of racing at other racetracks, depending on the cards that they have there on the days that Del Mar does run, even when the days when Del Mar runs. Sometimes John will have two sheets, but nevertheless, any and all of the John Lendo's Lendo reports that are available each and every day are at only one place in Las Vegas, Nevada. In your gaming capital, is only one place you can get it. It's right here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge. No charge to you. It's complimentary here because they love horse players here, John, and they certainly love your sheet as well. What are we doing today?
Okay, I'm going to go to the sixth race today, but Ralph, for just a heads up for tomorrow, not only Del Mar, but I'm going to do the late pick five at Churchill Downs. It's a good sequence, big field, so I'll have that included as well. So all at Del Mar tomorrow on the late pick five at Churchill Downs.
All right, you got it, my man.
As far as the play today, let's go to race number six. Horse number six, Rashmi, comes in under the Ship and Wind banner from Woodbine. Started for a claiming tag to get eligible for this when she broke her maiden. Was very unlucky not to win last time at Woodbine. Ought to get a good trip in here just behind the speed. I just think she's in a really good spot. She fits the conditions perfectly. 5-2 on the program. Let's single number six, Rashmi, in the rolling bets in race six at Del Mar.
All right, the sixth race at Del Mar, which is the start of the late pick three. It also is the second in the late pick four sequence and the third and middle race in the late pick five sequence, with only eight races today at Del Mar. In that sixth race, John believes the six, Rashmi, is a singleton. So in the sixth race, the six horse, easy to remember, six in the sixth race with Umberto Rispoli. And, of course, Jonathan and Richie also came with Rispoli in the next race, so that could be a rolling double race day, Las Vegas. Maybe a Sirocco rolling double. But in the sixth race, you like the six horse, Rashmi, as your play off the Lindner Report today. You can get the rest of the Lindner Report right now here at the South Point Racebook. By the way, just in case folks aren't here in Las Vegas, saying, well, you always talk about how you can get it free of charge in Las Vegas, but I'm nowhere near there. They can get the Lindner Report as well, can't they?
Yeah, if you're out of the area, you can go to todaysracingdigest.com. Very easy to set up an account there, and you can purchase the Lindner Report from today's Racing Digest.
But just like everything else here at the South Point seems to be, with parking your car, etc., they can come here in South Point and get it for free. So there you are.
There's the value right there. Get out to the South Point.
You better believe it. Thanks a lot, John, for all your hard work during Breeders' Cup week. And now we roll on through the fall and winter, getting to opening day at Santa Anita day after Christmas. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. If I can read that, Jerry, you've got a Tiger Woods cap on today?
That is correct.
All right. Okay, good. That's
it. It felt like a white hat.
Yeah, that's a collector's item, right?
Suppose maybe I'll go out and hit a few golf balls.
Yeah, but take a sweater. In any case, you've got your Jerry J's Power Pages for both Aqueduct and Del Mar. We begin, of course, the new Aqueduct, the Big A meet. No more Belmont, just the Big A meet at Aqueduct.
Yeah. Aqueduct at Aqueduct.
Yeah. Nice to know that the Sierra Leone is going to race next year, and I do believe they're going to do that with Fierceness as well. So maybe we get these horses as they mature into their four-year-old year. Maybe we'll get them to do a little rivalry, huh?
Oh, that would be fantastic. I mean, horse racing has been desperate for older handicapped horses for a lot of years now, so... You know, in the old days, they used to run to 4, 5, 6, and you would see, you know.
Oh,
I got to see Forgo as a 7-year-old, and he was at his best. He was just fantastic. And you don't get to see that today. So.
I mean, I remember the Sunday Silence and Easy Goer, Ali Dar and Affirm. Those are great. Those were great rivalries, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Let's hope we can get a little bit going with Sierra Leone and Fierceness for next year. But for today, we need some picks. So let's go get started with the Big A.
Yeah, let's go over to race number 7. Number 5, Devil's Kai, really appeals to me, going 6.5. I'm going to take the 5 over the 2, 4, 6, and 9. Do some reverses, 2, 4, 6, and 9 over the 5. I'll go down to 2-1 here on Devil's Kai. Chris Engelhardt has this horse coming back really good on October 10th, and probably it'll just go forward again. So,
All right. So, in the 7th race today at Aqueduct, you like the 5, Devil's K, the 5 with Manny Franco aboard. And the link-ups are 2, 4, 6, and 9. Jonathan Dardoon came in the same race, and he likes the 4. So, in this race, the 5 over 2, 4, 6, and 9, and reverse. I got myself a Sirocco play between you and Jonathan, so I'm going to box the 4-5-5-4 as the Sirocco play in the 7th at Aqueduct. Your horse is...
The 4 is my second highest rated horse, very close. I'll probably press 5-4-4-5.
There you go. Good idea. Let's go to Del Mar now.
Yeah, let's go over to Del Mar. Let's go to the 4th race here. And I do want to make a comment about the 6th race on John, just real quick when we get through here.
Okay.
I like the 5 here, Song of Shadows, a great deal. I love Tiago Pereira getting up on this really fast early horse, but she can close, and I think Pereira will fit her well. I take the 5 over the 3-4-6, reverse 3-4-6 over the 5, but the 5... Song of Shadows in the 4th.
All right. 4th race, the 5 is the play. The win bet on the 5 in the 4th race. And the link-ups are 3, 4, and 6, and reverse. The 5 is the key in the 4th. A thought about John's pick.
Well, I had a different single in the 6th race. I didn't really get to Rashmi, which is going to make me rethink the race. That's what happens when you have two good handicappers with different ideas. I don't go... Oh, you're wrong, I'm right. I go, oh, what's wrong about my idea? Let me see what he's seeing.
I'm going to
reevaluate.
I don't think that you should say that any handicapper is wrong. It's just that, like you said, you're not wrong, and neither is he. It's just the different ways of getting the handicapping horses, and that's part of the game. It's a beautiful part of the game.
Well, I want to see what he sees. I'm going to try and find it.
Yeah, what did I miss? Not so much what was wrong, but what did I miss? Always good
stuff. And vice versa, if he's interested, he can get the Power Page and see what I think is the thing.
Well, Jerry J's Power Page available for Aqueduct and Del Mar today at jerryjspowerpage.com. We got one more thing to say, Jerry, and you're going to say it.
Hey! Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.